as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Precious Holy Spirit, no one teaches like you do. You are the real empowerment that we need at such a time as this. So we ask that you have your liberty to do that which you would do with the word of God, as you have rightly anointed my lips to declare that word. Let it be a blessing to every hearer. Let it enrich them, empower them. Let it edify them and encourage them. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, because you can do much more. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the living Jesus. When the Lord Jesus came into the world, and the purpose was to redeem man and to redeem mankind from eternal destruction in hell. And so Jesus came. He was to pay the price for the sin of man. God's intention, knowing fully well that it is impossible for man to be able to fulfill God's own mission statement without God's support. Praise the Lord. In other words, God's work cannot lack God's support. Praise God. The mission statement of God himself is written in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, where the Bible says, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That's God's mission statement for man here on earth. Praise the Lord. That they, man, will dominate the earth with heaven's culture. Let somebody say heaven's culture. That's the intention. That's the mission. So when Jesus Christ came, he, as one person, cannot accomplish dominion everywhere. Hallelujah. So there was need for multiplication of man here on earth. And so that as many as believed and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, Jesus, by his Spirit, will come to abide in them. Praise God. He will come to abide in each and every one of them, so that the work can advance, so that the mission statement can be fulfilled all over the earth. Can I hear an amen? So the Spirit of God was given unto us to dwell on the inside of us, to enable us to fulfill that mission statement. Praise the Lord. Help me tell your neighbor, you have all that you need. It is therefore important that you and I, as believers and followers of Christ, remain and abide in Him. Praise God. Our text today tells us that without Him, we can do what? We can do what? Nothing. Say it louder. Help me tell your neighbor. Without Him, you can do nothing. Nothing means what? It means nothing. Praise the Lord. Without Him, we can do nothing. So, it is wise for you and I, if we truly understand that we can of our own self do nothing without Him, then it is necessary for me to abide in Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. How many of you want to do some things? Now, for those who don't want to do anything, maybe it is okay for them not to abide in Him, because they will get nothing, according to what the Bible says. But if you are like me, who wants to do a lot of things that will glorify God, then you will want to abide in Him. Praise God forevermore. You would desire His support in everything that you want to accomplish in life. Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. I titled today's message, The Benefits of Communing. The Benefits of Communing. Praise the Lord. The word communion is not mentioned a lot of times in the Bible. I know that many a times we say that, okay, we'll take communion. Quite frankly, there's nowhere in the Bible that is written that we take communion. But Jesus talking here in the scripture and saying, abide in me and I abide in you, is talking about communion, communing with one another. What's the meaning? What does it mean? How does the Bible really explain what communion is all about? Praise the Lord. The dictionary defines it as bonding, sharing with one another. Praise the Lord. Biblical meaning is fellowshipping, enjoying fellowshipping with each other, and sharing close relationship with one another. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So if we are not to lack any support, then communing with the Spirit of God is essential. Praise the Lord. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians think that, well, you are communing with God because you come to church, or because you are a choir member, because you believe in Christ, because you are born again, or because I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me. All those things do not explain communion. Praise the Lord. The fact that you are born again does not mean that you have a close fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. They are two different things. And if you are not communing with God, if you are not sharing with Him, if you do not really have a close relationship with Him, if your relationship with God is not intimate, many of you know what an intimate relationship is all about. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You see, when I was preparing this message, I said it, and I was saying to the Holy Ghost, I said, now, what are the consequences? Because if I am not really intimate with Him, I mean, what are the dangers? that I will face. And there is one word that came to me. He said, you either commune or you are marooned. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, you are marooned. And I said, marooned. To be marooned is to be isolated, is to be desolate, is to be abandoned. Hello? Is to become unfruitful, is to become infertile because you are alone. Hello? And the scripture we read today, John 15, verse 6 says, if a man abide not, so if a man is not in communion with the Spirit, this is what it means to be marooned. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Is somebody listening? He is withered. He said, men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. They become non-influential. They become inconsequential. Hello? You desire, but you never really get anything. Why? Because you are alone. You are on your own. You are desolate. It's like a man just being on an island all by himself. So communion is essential. And that's what we are not finding today in the life of believers. That's why a lot of believers have been reduced into the desert of carnality and worldliness. Because no one really truly wants to pay the price. To be in communion with God regularly, there is a price you have to pay. It's a responsibility. And many people do not want that responsibility on them. Remember when Moses went on the mountain the second time. Hallelujah. The first time that he went, do you remember he went twice? Hello? He went twice. The first time he went, it was the finger of God that wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets. The second time that he went, God said, write it. Hallelujah. Why? Because you see, when God himself saw that he did everything for him, that there was no responsibility on his part, what happened? He got down there. He saw them worshiping another God. He broke the tablets. God said, this time you will value it. Because you now have an input. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So by the second time, he knew how to really take care of the tablets. He didn't break it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Communing with God puts responsibility on every believer. Praise God. It puts a lot of responsibility on you. Because someone that is communing with God is someone that wants to know the mind of God. Amen. Someone in close relationship. Someone who values God's presence, God's input in your own life. In other words, you are not taking any decision until God Almighty says, this is where I stand concerning this situation. You wouldn't take a step further until you know for sure, this is exactly how God sees my situation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The reason why a lot of people are suffering, And it seems as if God is too hard and too difficult and too demanding. And as if God is punishing them. God doesn't want good things to happen to them, which is a lie of the devil. The reason why a lot of people live in the valley of indecision and are anxious, panicking over every situation that they face, is because of lack of communion with God. Praise the Lord. If you are intimate with him, you already know his mind concerning any situation whatsoever. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Close personal relationship. When you bond with the Holy Ghost, where is the anxiety coming from? Hallelujah. Where is the worry coming from? When you are intimate with him, you know somebody you are intimate with, you know them. If somebody comes to tell you that this is what this person said, it's not true. That person cannot do that. You know why? Because you know them through and through. Hallelujah. You are intimate with them. You have a close relationship with them. Just marking register at a church service is not intimate relationship with him. Hallelujah. That's not what makes you intimate with God. In fact, most demonstrations of intimacy are not known because they are not public. If you make yours public, there's something wrong. Praise the Lord. It's not public. It's something that happens behind closed doors. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Glory be to Jesus. You want to see a man and a woman that is intimate with the Holy Ghost. It is behind closed doors. It is not at a church service. Praise the Lord. The only thing you see outside is the evidence of what they have done on the inside. Praise the Lord. When you are anxious, you haven't been with him. You are not intimate. If you are intimate, you come out. And the devil is trying to say, it's not possible. I know whose I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. A close relationship with the Holy Ghost is many times even referred to as an intercourse. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Open your Bible to Luke chapter 22. And let me show you something here about Jesus. Luke 22. Verse 14. Luke 22, and I read from verse 14. Now I want you to listen attentively. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 disciples with him. Jesus sat down with the 12 disciples with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Hello? He said, I've longed. I have longed to have this intercourse with you. Ah, glory be to Jesus. I have longed to share this intimacy with you. What is the intimacy? Is it just because they sat at table? But they've been going everywhere together. Hallelujah. They've been going from one city to another city, from one village to another village. They've been together at all the crusades. They've witnessed all the miracles that Jesus performed. They were present at all that. Now Jesus is saying, I have been longing. I have so much desired to sit with you. I mean, you'll be wondering, sit, ke? Tell me, we've been sitting together. We were in the ship together when there was such a raging storm. And you calmed the sea. We were there together. How are you now saying as if this is the first time that we are going to be together? But many of them did not understand what Jesus was talking about. Amen. But thanks be unto God that has given us understanding. Amen. For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. What is Jesus talking about here? When he gave them, the Bible says, he gave it to them and said, divide it, share it among yourselves. What is he talking about? Share my body, glory be to Jesus. Because when we share our bodies together, then we become intimate. I in you, you in me, glory be to Jesus. For if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you will ask anything in my name and the Father will do it. Praise the Lord. So intimacy is essential to you receiving your blessings. God is not a magician. He's not a Father Christmas. God is not looking for a relationship of one night stand. God does not want us to relate with him only when you are in need of something. Hallelujah. That's when you know that there is a God in Zion. When you are in need, that's when you begin to run. Amen. That's when you begin to learn. How do I pray? Okay, how did Sister Funke pray that day? Let me try and remember. So I can pray like that. So that my need can be met. No, you are in that situation because you really have not experienced intimacy. You have not been in an intercourse with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So he said, share my body. Share it. Because when it is shared, then we both have participation and we have a fellowship together. We commune one to another. We bond. Glory be to Jesus. There is a bonding. I said there is a bonding. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible tells us that the life of a man is in the blood. You've heard that before. Yes. The life of a man is in the blood. So the blood is really very significant in a man's life. And for close intimacy, blood and body are significant. Praise the Lord. You can't be intimate, amen, without the body mingling together. Glory be to Jesus. That's why you come on a communion day. It is not because of, you say, we take communion. No, we come here today. It is this communion we take just symbolizes our intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. It's just a symbol. It's a foreshadow of what really transpires when we are intimate with him. Hallelujah. Because when you are intimate with him, the body mingles. His body mingles with your own. His blood mingles with your own. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, the Bible says, for a woman, when a woman is disvirgined, there is a shedding of blood. The mingling of body, there is a shedding of blood. Hallelujah. So your intimacy with the Holy Ghost is the mingling of the body as well as the shedding of the blood. So when you receive his blood, oh my goodness, I wish there's somebody here who will receive this revelation today, that you know that you know that Jesus is with you. Wherever that you go, he's on the inside of you. And because he's on the inside of you, you can commune with him wherever you are. You can speak with him. You can know his mind. He can reveal his ways to you. Glory be to Jesus. You say things to people that you are intimate with. Things you will not say to ordinary people. You say it to people that you are intimate with. They know you in and out. Praise the Lord. You are vulnerable to them. They are vulnerable to you. The Bible says both of them are naked and they were not ashamed. Glory be to Jesus. No wonder Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto them that believe. I'm not ashamed. I can afford to be naked and be intimate with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Are you intimate with him? Is God sharing his thoughts and his ways with you? Or are you just sharing your thoughts only with him? Many of us say, but I'm praying, I'm intimate with God. What did God say to you? Because prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. What did God say to you? How can you and somebody be in the room together and only one person will be talking? Is the other one deaf? Is the other one dumb? Even if you physically, in the natural world, you are in the room either with your husband or you are with your wife, and you are talking, and this, your spouse is not saying anything, will you not be wondering what's going on? Hello? You'll be wondering, what is going on? Oh, Downy. What are you? What do you say to what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. How many times you've been in a place of prayer that you have prayed, you've asked, you've danced, you've done everything, and you are saying to God, all these praises now, Holy Ghost, you won't say something? Say something about it now. No, we don't have the time for that. All we have time for is to just come with our lists of requests, and we call that prayer. We call that intimacy. Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you today. You have not been intimate with him at all. Praise the Lord. And you can know him like that. Amen. You can know him like that. You know what Paul did? In 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 15. When Paul said, many times I besought the Lord concerning this infirmity in my body. Amen. He said, three times I went to the Lord asking him, take this thing away from me. How many of you have gone to God? Not once, not twice, not thrice, asking about the same thing. But nothing has changed yet. Praise the Lord. Yes, Apostle Paul too experienced the same thing. He said, three times I went to God concerning it, and God didn't do anything about it. He said he didn't do anything. But he said something about it. What has God said about that thing that he has not answered? Let me give you a moment. What has he said? What did you hear him say? You have to hear what he says. And immediately you hear what he says about it, it eliminates all worries. You don't have to worry about it anymore. You don't have to. Because then you know he heard you, number one. Two, he's doing something about it. Praise the Lord. But if you have not heard, that is when you still be anxious. That's when you are angry with God. And you take it out on anybody. that is around you. Why? Because God has not answered. Paul says three times, I asked him, but God answered. He said, I'm not taking it away from you. Praise the Lord. To some of us, if you hear no, that's the end of your relationship with God. Because it means that he can do it. So there must be a God that is greater than him. Hello. But the intimacy that Apostle Paul had with the Holy Ghost, glory be to Jesus. He knew that God can never trick him. He knew that God can never, never harm him. He knew that God can hurt him. Glory. Is somebody listening here today? He knew his intimacy and communion with God stabilizes him on the inside, that his faith is not shaken, that even when God said no, he's still going to walk with God. Praise the Lord. He will still walk with him. And so God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. Immediately he had that. What did he do? He said, bring it on. Let the all the infirmities, so that what? Your glory can be revealed through my life. No, that's a man that is in close relationship with God. Many of us, that's the end. In fact, the statement you will make will be like the one they make to you when you go for an interview. Sometimes you will know whether you have done well or you have not done well at the interview. When the panel tells you, don't call us, we'll call you. Hello? Sometimes that's what we do with God. When you don't get it, you try to do everything to get something from God. You know, God is not mocked. That's why he watches your heart. Is your heart is looking at. He knows when you are using bribery. You want to bribe him to get something from him. No child of God needs to bribe God to get anything from God. You know why you don't even need to bribe him? All things are yours. How can you bribe for what is yours? Amen. How can you bribe? That's what the world wants you to do. You want your entitlement, particularly for those who are in government. You want your entitlement. Some people still want you to pay them bribe for what belongs to you. The person that is going to sign your salary slip wants something. Do I have real people here? They want something from you. And if you don't give it, they'll sit on it. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. We are not called to a life of compromise, people of God. That is why if you are walking in close relationship with God, it will demand a lot of responsibility from you. A responsibility that you will not compromise no matter how tough things are. Praise the Lord. You have to get to the point that you know who you are serving, and that whoever is sitting on what belongs to you, without you compromising with them, they will either vacate that seat. Hallelujah. Or they themselves will be brought to their knees to give me what I deserve. Praise the Lord. But it is tough. Because your mind and your flesh will be telling you, hey, that's how everybody is doing it now. Hey, if you want to do it, even Jesus too said it now. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So Jesus now bribes. Is that what you are saying? Omo gba jensin mi.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
We are called not to blend with them. We are called in Christ to be distinct from them. Praise the Lord. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. It's only a question of time. Whoever is sitting on your blessing is only a question of time. Help me tell your neighbor. It's only a question of time. The blessing will be released into your hand. Praise the Lord. The reason why we think we need to compromise is because we are not sure of our stand with God. You know that you have not been intimate with Him. That's why your first idea and first option is to compromise the Word of God. But if you have been in communion with the Holy Ghost, then you will know Him, that He will never disappoint you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 20. John 14. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. How long? How long? Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He dwelleth with you. He will be with you everywhere you go. So you can commune with Him anywhere, anytime, in any place. You can talk with Him. You can share with Him anywhere that you are. Praise the Lord. So in order for us to escape in times of difficulties, communing with the Spirit of God will manifest the following in our lives. And these are the benefits of being in communion with the Spirit of God. Number one, light is provided where there is darkness. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 1 and verse 45, the Bible says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. When you are in communion with Him, no matter the darkness, it will turn to light. Praise the Lord. Number two, help. We receive help in times of trouble. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He is dwelling in us, and He will be with us forever. So He's a present help in trouble. He is our refuge, and He is our strength. So communion gives us access to a present help. Can I hear an amen? Number three, it gives us hope in the midst of despair. We receive hope because we commune with Him. We receive hope. When you are in a difficult situation and you talk to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, you've got to help me out here. What's going on here? Remember, the Bible says He will guide you into all truth and He will show you things to come. That's His ministry in your life, to guide you into all truth about every situation.
So that whatever it is that you are faced with in life, you will never be stranded in the race of life.
Hope is what he provides in the midst of despair. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm there with you. I will uphold it. I will hold your hand. May the Lord hold your hand this week in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We receive enlightenment in the time of confusion. When you are confused, he is there to enlighten us. He beams that light into every area of our ignorance. For the Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it's important. The knowledge of the truth is what guarantees our liberty. The knowledge of the truth. And that is why everybody wants to know the truth. There are situations you are facing in your life right now. You really do not know the whole truth about it. Praise the Lord. It's only God that knows it. He is the one. Sometimes what you are guessing, sometimes your permutations is not exactly what it is. Glory be to Jesus. That's why God himself said it in Isaiah 55. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. As heaven is far from the earth, so are my ways different from yours. So he knows better than you do. Praise the Lord. And there is no error with God. What we see is what he has allowed. So you want to know, Lord, what is going on here? It's the Holy Ghost that tells you. And it is your intimacy with him that guarantees your access to receive knowledge of the truth. Praise the Lord. That can make you free. A lot of people read the Bible, they don't get anything from it except what is written, the letter that is written. But the Bible says the letter killeth. It is the spirit behind it that gives life. So it takes the Holy Ghost to illuminate your understanding, to see beyond the letter. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Calmness. It provides calmness in the storm. When the storms of life comes, things you don't expect. Medical reports that you didn't budget for, you didn't plan for, you didn't pray for. Increase in children's school fees that you did not budget for. Hello, somebody. Because there are certain things that just happen in life. It's not because you plan for it. It's not because you pray for it. Praise the Lord. But they happen anyway. Amen. They happen anyway. Many a times you've depended on some people. But guess what? Today they are not there for you. They are not there. Some of them is not because they don't like you, they don't hate you, they don't want to help you. They are just not there. Praise the Lord. They are not there when you want them to be there. What do you do in that kind of a situation? You are in a storm, my friend. And in that storm, it takes the intimacy of the Holy Ghost to provide calmness in your heart. It takes the intimacy of the Holy Ghost to give you a stability on the inside that you do not go outside your faith to allow the devil to attack you. Praise the Lord. For the Bible says that our faith is the shield that protects us from the arrows of the enemy. For when there is a crack, the serpent will bite. It keeps the shield intact and there is no crack. So no matter what the enemy is sending against you, he can't hit your heart. He can only hit your shield. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God will keep you in perfect peace as long as your mind is stayed on him. Your mind is stayed on people that you are intimate with. Praise the Lord. Your mind is stayed on people that you have a close relationship with and you enjoy fellowshipping with. Your mind is stayed on them. Hallelujah. Many of you knew, some of you who are married here before that, hey, if the phone rings like this,
you want.
Why? Because you are expecting someone to call. Hello. Hello, somebody. You are expecting. Let your mind be stayed on God. Number five. Oh, number six, okay. Abundance will replace lack in your life. And that really reminds me of the story of Obed-Edom. How many people have read that story of Obed-Edom in the Bible? Remember when the Ark of the Covenant that was captured by the Philistines was recaptured by King David, and they were taking it back to Israel. And they were dancing and praising God and were rejoicing on the way there. And then something happened. The ark was about to fall. And one guy just decided that he was going to help the ark. And then the Bible said that the man dropped dead. And David was angry. Why did you kill this man? Maybe he was just trying to help. And David said, I fear this ark. The ark represents the presence of God. And he said, I fear this one. So please don't bring it to the city of David. Please take it. Go and drop it in Obed-Edom's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May somebody drop blessing in your house this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. You know, there are some things that some people just have so much of it. Amen. And they are looking for who to give it to. They will locate you. Amen. You will be located. Amen. For such a blessing. If you receive it, say louder, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Amen. So he gives you abundance. Immediately the ark was deposited in the house of Obed-Edom. What happened? Prosperity just broke out. The whole household began to prosper. Abundance just visited them and decided he was not leaving. This month, may abundance visit your house and decide to stay in the name of Jesus. Everything. And the news came to David that rejected it. That, things have turned around for Oluyinka Adebimpe. Things have turned around for her. And David said, what? It must be the ark. Yeah, bring it. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Because the presence of God, the closeness of the presence of God with Obed-Edom and his household caused abundance to break forth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It provides strength in times of weakness. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and 31. It provides strength in times of weakness. When you are weak, when the vicissitudes of life have weakened your passion, weakened your drive, weakened your energy to fulfill your dreams or to move forward or to progress in life. Strength is what the Holy Ghost intimacy provides for us. And that scripture says, he gives strength to the weary and increases power of the weak. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Praise the Lord. They will not faint. They will not despair. Because the Lord will strengthen them to continue on the journey. Praise the Lord. Next one. Sadness turned to joy. Sadness turns to joy. Psalm 16 and verse 11. Are you there? It says, thou Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In God's presence is fullness of joy. Why would you not want to be intimate with him? When in his presence, there is fullness of joy. How many people really truly want fullness of joy here? I mean, everybody wants joy. Joy is everybody's friend. Then get close to the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Get close to him. Psalm 34 and verse 5. Let's read that. Psalm 34 and verse 5 says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Who are you looking towards? Who are you looking up to? Are you looking up to man? He said, when they looked up to him, they were lightened and they were not ashamed. Because they were looking up to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is good. What do I really need to do? Because I want to really cut the friendship of the Holy Spirit. I want to be close to him. I want to be intimate with the Holy Ghost. I want to abide in him. He abiding in me. I want to remain in him. So that I can be productive in life. Praise the Lord. So that I can be productive. So that all these benefits, I will begin to see it in my own life and in my family. Maybe you are here today and it seems as if, look, things have just been running around and running around and running around, but never going forward. God is demanding intimacy with you. Praise the Lord. Will you allow your body and your blood to mingle with his body and his blood today? Will you commune with him today? Praise the Lord. What are the things that we can start to put in place from today? So that we can invite the presence of God into our lives. Psalm 100 and verse 2 tells us, come into his presence with singing. Many of us, you need to learn to sing unto the Lord. Sing to him. It invites his presence to you. And I'm not talking about singing when everything is okay, when all that is around you and all you hear is good news. Sing to him. Eulogize him. You know, sometimes it might take you writing some things down and then use it until you get it down in your spirit. You can write it down in a paper. This is how I want to eulogize God. Hello? And then anytime you begin to read it to him, you begin to read it to him. Until it marks your mind that you won't need the paper anymore because it's already deposited in your spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's how to practice the presence of God. You sing. Come into his presence with singing. Eulogize him. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Arogumasa, Arogumatadi, Arogumashojo. Praise the Lord. Begin to eulogize him. The way maker, the need meter. He that opened a door that no man can shut, and shut a door that no man can open. Hallelujah. How often do we take our Bible and how often do we read? What is in the Bible? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are shortchanging ourselves if we don't. Because the first place that God really will want to talk with you is through the scriptures. That's the starting point. You want to know God? You want to know his spirit? You want to know what God is saying? Pick up your Bible. Read the Bible. If you don't know where to start, get yourself a 1-year Bible.
There are so many plans that are out there, even on the internet. 1 year plan of reading the Bible. They are there, so many. Choose one and follow it. Amen. If you read it today and then tomorrow something happened, you didn't read it, don't stop. Take it the next day and read it. Praise the Lord. Because anytime you make a decision to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, the devil will attack it. Yeah. Because he knows what benefits you are going to derive from it. So he wants to stop it. But what we should do is not to give up. Tell your neighbor, don't ever give up.
Don't ever give up.
Don't give up. Keep praising him. Keep singing to him. Keep eulogizing him. And you will begin to sense his presence everywhere that you go. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Rise on your feet. This is why we come on a day like this and do what Jesus told us. If you abide in me and I in you, then you'll be productive. Then you begin to receive. Then I begin to show you things that you don't even know about yourself. I begin to reveal to you what the future holds for you. As the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has he entered the heart of man what God has in store for those who love him. Verse 10, and he has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. He has revealed to us everything that he has freely given unto us by his favor. It is the Spirit of God that reveals it. Wouldn't you like to know what God has in store for you? Wouldn't you like to know what the future holds for you? What you are praying about, asking God, Lord, give me this, fulfill this, your promise, answer your name in my life. Don't you want to know what God has to say concerning it? Now get intimate with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to give you answers more than you are willing to receive. Jesus said to the disciples, I have so many things to tell you, but time will not permit me to do so. And many of it you can't even receive right now. Oh, glory be to Jesus. So there's a lot that God wants to say to you. So much more. I want you right now, as you surrender yourself to the Holy Ghost, you have heard today the benefits of communion with God. Tell him, Lord, I want to begin to commune with you. I don't want to be just an ordinary Christian, church goer, Bible believing, Bible carrier, title. I don't want to have a title without entitlements. I don't want to be an unbelieving believer. I really want to know you as I am known by you. You know me. Psalm 139 says, he knows us. He knows everything about us. Before we were born, he knew us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by him. So tell him, Lord, I want to know you as I am known by you. Open your mouth right now and begin to call on him. Tell him you want to commune with him. You want to be in closer relationship. You want to be in an intimate relationship with him. You want to enjoy a fellowship with him. Always. Because doing so, I will not be stranded in the race of life. So call on him today, my brothers, my sisters. Call on him today. Ask him to befriend you. He's a friend that's seated closer than a brother. Ask, tell him you want to befriend him today. Tell him you want to chase after him today. Sing unto him, to woo him. Eulogize him right now.
Eulogize him. Tell him who he is. Tell him he's your God. Tell him he's your peace. Tell him he's your lover. Tell him he's your counselor. Tell him he's your comforter. Tell him that he's your consolation. Tell him he's your compensation. Tell him he's your strong tower, your hiding place, your resting place. Tell him he's your provider. Tell him he's your promoter. Eulogize him. Tell him there is none like him. Tell him there was no God before him and there can be none other. Tell him how he spread out the heavens like a curtain and made the earth his footstool. He is God. He said of himself, I am he and there is none like me. Eulogize him right now. Bless him. Come to his presence with singing. Sing melodies unto him. Sing a song unto him. So that he can be your companion. Wherever you go, he is there. Tell him you want your body to mingle with his body. You want your blood to mingle with his blood. For the blood of Jesus is uncontaminated, undiluted blood, powerful blood, conquering blood, victorious blood, powerful blood, healing blood, forgiving blood, compassionate blood. Let your body mingle with his body. For his body was broken for you, that yours will no longer be broken by sickness, disease, illness, infirmities. Tell him his body is perfect, so that your body too can be perfect. Tell him that your body is his temple. Let him enter into his temple today and do as he pleases. Let every defilement be uprooted. And let this temple be only and only for the Holy Spirit to dwell in, to mingle with. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Praise the Lord.